Oh, hallelujah. Just a little talk with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, if you have a little talk with Jesus, your life will never, ever, ever be the same again. Hallelujah. I've got to go to the word of the Lord this morning. All the church choir, remember at 10 after, there will be a mass exodus. They're not leaving because of me. They're just going to practice upstairs. So at 10 after, y'all did it to Brother Baggett last time. Now I get to see what it feels like. I don't like it already. But at 10 after, go upstairs for a quick practice. You'll be singing in the worship service. So let's go to Genesis chapter 12, starting with verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house. Sometimes it's time to get out of mama and daddy's home. Get out of the house. There are more families in the world today that they actually said the other day that the baby boomer generation has become the sandwich generation. Because not only are they taking care of their veteran parents and their elderly parents, but now they are housing and taking care of their children. Wow. Get from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. Everybody say, I will bless thee. And make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And let's go down to Genesis 22, verse 17. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we come to you today. We ask you to let us hear your word, open our minds to understanding, give our hearts a desire to live for you above all else. Make us willing servants, O God. Guide and keep every word that I speak in love and in your will. We give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus in advance for what you're going to do in this place today. Touch every guest, every member, every child, every Sunday school teacher, every singer. We give you glory and honor. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, God bless you. You may be seated. It is impossible to read the Bible and not understand that God has a desire to bless his people. He wants every one of us to be blessed. The Hebrew word for bless or blessing is berak, and that word is used more than 300 times in the Old Testament. The very first words spoken after the creation of Adam and Eve were these words, and God blessed them. The blessing of God was the secret behind Noah's escape from the flood that destroyed the people of that day. The Bible tells us that God blessed Noah and all of his sons. The greatest words, hear me this morning, the greatest words that any of us could ever hope to hear from God are the words that he spoke to the great patriarch Abraham when he said, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make you a blessing. I like being blessed, but I enjoy a lot more being able to bless somebody. It brings joy when you can give or help or encourage somebody else, and it becomes a blessing for yourself. Genesis 22 and 17, we read that in the blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. That's something that's supernatural. That's a supernatural thing. It is beyond human capability, and we need the blessings of God upon our lives. I want to live in the favor and the blessings of God Almighty. God wants to bless, hear me, God wants to bless every man and every woman under the sound of my voice. God wants to bless your family. God wants to bless your children. God wants to bless your prosperity. God wants to bless you in ways that you never thought possible. He wants to bless your finances. God wants to bless your physical body. I have come with a simple word of God today to this congregation, and that word is God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. He wants you to have His blessings. Moses told the Israelites that God would bless them in everything that they did. I would like for you to stretch your faith with me this morning and dare to believe, dare to step out by faith and believe that God wants to bless this church in a measure and in a way that we've never dreamed possible, and that He has never blessed us like this before. He's going to pour out His blessings upon us. God is a blessing God. God is a blessing God. If you don't remember anything else I say this morning, remember this: God is a blessing God. When you're in turmoil and in trouble and in trial, remember God is a blessing God. When you're at wit's end and you don't know what to do or say, remember God is a blessing God. He is a blessing God. God wants to raise this church up and give it a blessing. Every one of us can walk out of here with a blessing. I'm expecting a blessing. I'm personally expecting a blessing. I'm not going to sit down and drown in sorrow and despair and gloom and doom any longer. I'm expecting the miraculous. I'm expecting the supernatural. I'm expecting a blessing. I refuse to listen to the negative voices of gloom and doom and despair of my generation. Woe is me! Woe is me! God is a blessing God. God is a blessing God. That's my response. God is a blessing God. There is no devil. There is no friend or foe that is going to rob me of the blessing that God wants to give, not only to me, but to this church here today, to you, to your family, to your children, to your children's children. I can stand on the sure, steadfast word of Almighty God and declare that God wants to bless us. The entire, and I'm going to prove it to you, the entire 28th chapter of Deuteronomy speaks of the blessing that God wants to give His people. Chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all the blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Hallelujah. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Blessing. God wants us to have His blessing. blessing. I could go on and on, blessings after blessings God has promised his people. 21 blessings in all were promised to Israel in chapter 28. Just a few of them. You will be blessed in the city. Hallelujah. I'm going to be blessed in our city. You will be blessed in the field. We've got a mighty nice field out here. We're going to be blessed, and we have been blessed. You have going to have perfect offspring. Your crops will be blessed. Your cattle will increase. Your flocks will increase. Your baskets and storehouses will be full of good things. On and on and on. The promises of blessing. 21 in all in chapter 28 alone. Somebody said, well, Brother Chris, that's Old Testament. That's old school. Those promises were for Israel, the children of Abraham. Could I remind you this morning that we are his people? We are his people. We are his children. We are the bride. Yes, we are. We have been grafted into the tree. He loves us and he wants us to be blessed. He wants to bless us. Luke 12 and verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Matthew 7 and verse 11. Just let me encourage you this morning. God is a blessing God. Are we going through some rough times? Oh yeah. Do we have issues and troubles and trials? Oh yeah. But God is still blessing us through it all. He's going to see us through the storm and bless us. Matthew 7 and 11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? You got to ask. There's some things you have to do. You have to believe that God wants to bless us. Brother Chris, are these blessings automatic? Did they just fall on me? Brother Chris, why am I not being blessed? And that's what I want to preach about just for a short time. The if blessings. If blessings. The if blessings. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. And it shall come to pass if... If, everybody say if, that's a key word. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. If blessings, that's my title. Blessings. There are 1,595 ifs in the Bible. Yeah, 1,595 ifs in the Bible. And most all of them express the conditions for which God will bless or curse men. If my people which are called, if. Not one unconditional covenant, promise, or blessing is found in the Word of God. Did you hear that? There is not one unconditional covenant, promise, or blessing found in the Word of God. Every promised blessing has an if attached to it. Well, Brother Chris, I don't know why I haven't been blessed. Have you done the if blessings? First, I want you to know that every person here can receive the blessing of God Almighty. Every family here can have God's blessing. Every church member can have the blessings of God. But they do not come automatically. They do not happen just by chance. First, you must turn to God passionately with all of your heart, with all of your spirit, with all of your strength, and with desperate prayer for an outpouring of His blessing and His favor on your life. 1 Chronicles 4:10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed." When's the last time you sat down and say, "Oh God, I want..." We do that all the time. "Oh God, I need your blessing. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil." God, keep me from evil. Keep me from evil. Protect my mind. Protect my eye gate. Protect my ear gate. Protect my nose gate. Protect me, oh God, from evil. The if blessing. "That thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. The reason why Jabez stood out in his generation is that he got tired. He got tired of living in shame. He got fed up with the mundane. He got fed up with living everyday life, get up in the morning and go through the same routine. He took a stand. You've got to draw a line in the sand at some point for yourself and say, "Devil, I'm not doing this anymore. Satan, get behind me in the name of Jesus. I'm not letting you have my family. I'm not letting you have my church. I'm not letting you have my children." You got to take a stand. And you got to stand up for yourself and say, "I ain't doing this anymore. Jesus, I'm passionately calling on you. I'm hungry for an outpouring and a move of the Holy Ghost. I'm hungry for the Word of God to not only be in my ears, but in every ear that can hear this voice. Thus saith the Lord." Ha ha! Today is the day of salvation. Today is your day for blessing. If, you gotta do the if. You gotta do the if. He got tired of living. Jabez got tired of living in reproach. He got tired of living in guilt. Anybody tired of living in guilt, shame, confusion, bitterness? Maybe you live a life that you're just, you come to church, you put on a good front, you're smiling. What are you outside Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday when you smash your thumb with a hammer? When somebody keyed your car? When the unexpected falls on you, happens, what is your reaction at that point? How do you stack up at that point? We've got to get off of the lowliness of despair and frustration and confusion and hate and anger and disgruntledness. Bitterness, backbiting, murmuring. And we've got to begin to come up the ladder. And as you come up, God will begin to increase and to bless. Why? Because you're doing the if. You're surrendering your heart and soul to God. You're getting things clean. There are things that we face individually that nobody, the battlefield of the mind, things that you are facing in life. That maybe your husband or your wife or your children or your pastor or your Sunday school teacher, your music director doesn't know about. But God does. God does. And I'm here to tell you this morning, if we'll get the if done in our church family and in your families, in your heart, for yourself, do it for yourself, God will send a revival, an outpouring of new hungry people. We've got to be ready. We've got to be able to take care of the babies that are coming in. They're coming out of a life of confusion and chaos. You can't expect them to change in one experience, in one service, and all of a sudden they have this memorized. It doesn't work like that. The Bible says to study, to show thyself approved. You want the blessings of God? Begin to study the Word of God. Begin to understand His principles and His processes. And there is a process to everything. You can't paint a wall if the wall hasn't been built yet. It's just a pile of lumber. Well, that's pretty in yellow. I think I want to make it pink. Well, the wall's not built yet. You've got to start with the foundation. We've got to get the ifs to receive the blessing. Jabez cried out to God. You've got to call on the name of the Lord. You've got to cry. I'm telling you, our prayer meetings have just gotten better and better and better. The presence of God, the power, the unity that you feel in there. There's just a comfort to be able to step in and know that you're with people of like faith praying and believing God for the miraculous. You got to ask. He cried out, oh, that you would bless me indeed. God, would you bless every family under the sound of my voice right here, right now? God, I can't go on living without your blessing. God, we've got to have more of you. I want to be like Jabez and say, Lord, please enlarge my coast and let your hand be upon me. And the Bible said that God heard.